This Do Lectures episode features US Army Special Forces veteran and founder of Between the Years, Bill Anthus, recorded live at a global event in Cardigan, West Wales in 2019.
Thank you, Carlo, for the introduction. So I've actually stood on the edge of a ramp of a C-130 military transport plane, big old plane, flying about 12,000 feet through the sky over the desert in the middle of the night, knowing that in just a second I was fixing to jump out and free fall through the black desert sky. And I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that the nerves I felt up there on that ramp pale in comparison to the nerves I feel right here staring at you guys. You know, the funny thing is up there I had like my sexy Patagonia multi-cam uniform. Yes, Patagonia makes camouflage. I'm sorry to disappoint, but I had my kit, my parachute, oxygen mask, weapon on my side, teammates around me. And all that stuff was kind of cover that I could hide behind. And I'm not afforded that up here. See, up here, it's just me. And I'm going to tell you my story. And it's authentic. And authenticity can be kind of scary, you know, when you show yourself to the world and you don't know how you're going to be received. And I think the question is like, well then what do you do? And it's my belief that you jump. Just like I jumped off that ramp, you jump headfirst into it. So as Carlo said, my name is Bill Anthus. I'm a husband, a stepfather, a Green Beret, and this is my story. So thank you for listening. So growing up, I had an amazing family. My mom and dad loving and supporting just everything you could ask for. I had an older and a younger brother who were awesome. And it was just an incredible family I had and I came from. Growing up, I was an athlete. I played soccer, football, sorry. And I was good. Like, I was very good. But I promise you, I was the little bittiest dude out on the field. It wasn't until I was like 16, 17 that I actually kind of grew. And that taught me that you can't just rely on whatever innate talent you might have. It really showed the value of this pursuit of developing your mindset to be a source of positive influence into whatever you apply physically. And so from an early age, I had this fascination with developing your mind as your greatest asset. And I carried that forward into university, where I was fortunate to have a successful career as a student athlete. I was an All-American, a captain, eventually inducted into the Hall of Fame. And you know, I look back at what I learned as an athlete, and the value of hard work and dedication was just earned every single day. And it taught me how to handle success with humility and failure with grace. The respect of being a teammate and what that position is, and also how representing something bigger than yourself that you believe in is like the greatest honor. And so I graduated college, I went into the corporate world, hung up my boots, my soccer boots, and was working for PricewaterhouseCoopers, had a position lined up, and had took my CPA exam and passed that, and you know, I was kind of on this trajectory of traditional career success. Big salary, car, house, a life of comfort, privilege. But what lay ahead of me in that world wasn't really what laid within me. And I felt like I was at a fork in the road. And one path led me towards that traditional success, the way we kind of view it, or not maybe we, but collective we. And the other led towards a life of service and sacrifice and hardship. And it was less about what I was doing, and it was more about how I wanted to live. One path led me towards myself, who I felt that I truly was, and the other led away. You know, I couldn't imagine going through the rest of my life wondering if I failed to fully live because I was scared to act. And if I was scared to pursue something of deep, meaningful value to me, something that promised me absolutely nothing, the chances of achieving it were super low, and it was filled with the unknown. But if I didn't act on that, if I didn't move towards that, I don't know how I could live with myself the rest of my life. And so I couldn't, at the age of, I guess, 25, think about the next however many years knowing I just never even tried. So I quit my job and started enlisting into the Army, hopes of becoming a Green Beret and joining the elite ranks of Special Forces. You know, and had I ignored this burning desire within me, I would not have experienced the single most important thing that happened in my life, and that was meeting my wife, Kariana. You see, we met 3 months before I went to basic training, and what started as a friendship and really a deep admiration and respect for like who this other person was and what they stood for blossomed into a connection of love and support that, frankly, I didn't think was for me. Like, I knew my path ahead, and I thought, that's not part of the equation. So it snuck up on me, and in the least expected time, it was right there. Now, our relationship is wonderful, is great, but it certainly isn't easy. And so throughout my time in the military, we had to overcome tremendous hardship and adversity and challenges, a lot of which weren't even really up to us. You know, long periods of no communication, never being able to live with each other so long as I was in. But more than that, there was this constant heartache of living with the shadow of the other person. And I don't know, what do you do when that's like every second of the day? And it was really, really hard. But we persevered. And I look back at that and how we continue now to grow. And I believe that when you're able to connect with something so deeply within yourself that you believe in, with your entire body, mind, and soul, you can overcome tremendous challenge and adversity because you know no other way. And so with her support and support of my family and friends and teammates and coaches throughout my life, the day I finally worked so hard for and sacrificed this kind of traditional life for, it finally came. And I finally became a Green Beret after a couple long, hard years. So the day I officially became a Green Beret, I felt like it was a culmination of a lifelong pursuit. I was never really satisfied with good enough, was always seeking to develop from within, to improve my mind, and experiences that I felt would make me better. And it really showed me that we have an incredible power, and it's available to every single one of you. And it's to never stop seeking to understand who you are, but follow that through and honor that with action. And we owe it to ourselves to do that. And so my path of becoming a Green Beret, when I look back, it really was that. Like, becoming a Green Beret didn't make me who I am. You see, because the Green Beret, it stands for something way bigger than me. It stands for a belief and a cause that men greater than me died for. And that cause and that belief is freedom and the pursuit of being free of oppression. As Carlos said, on our crest is our motto, De Oppresso Liber, which means to free the oppressed. I had no idea that I would have to apply that mindset and apply that motto to myself inward and free myself from my own oppression if I were to move forward. So I left the military to serve my family better. I just was in two worlds. I felt like I was in the wrong world every single time. If I was in the military, I wasn't with my family. If I was with my family, I was thinking about being in. And it was hard. It is hard leaving. I felt like I lost who I was. I stopped seeking to understand who I was. I felt like I had no purpose. And there was this void within me that I couldn't fill, and a pain that seemed to grow each day of this amazing, blessed new life I was living. And so timely enough, about 6 months after I got out, my buddy, one of my best friends and was honored to serve with, called me up and said, "Hey man, we're going to Afghanistan. I need a good dude. Are you in?" Maybe it was a little bit more formal than that, but like that was generally the gist of it. And I was like, "Yes, I am. Thank you. This is what I felt like I needed." It was an invitation for me to run away from the very things I needed to face. And so my wife, Kay, who had endured and persevered through 5 years of constant heartache. She was super honest with me. And as a testament to her strength, her honesty wasn't like, I don't want you to go. Rather, she said, I understand if you have to, but let me just ask you a question. And her question was, if you can't move on right now with me and the kids, when will you ever? And when is it ever going to be enough? And like, I was like, okay, this is cutting through the defenses. This is calling BS on all the lies. I didn't even tell just myself, but I told her about how it would be the best of both worlds. You know, this concept of moving on, it pushed me on a trajectory that led me back to a similar fork in the road that I faced, you know, years earlier in the decision to enter. And it was like, look within to get to know who I was again, or turn and ignore it and run away. Run away from the questions I desperately needed to ask, because otherwise the answers just weren't going to show up. So this concept of moving has always been part of who I've been. I'm agnostic to what you call movement or working out or whatever, but we all have a body. We all walked into this room. We're all capable of movement. And so to create momentum, we need to move. And so I started to look at movement and something that's been part of like who I am as a way to get to know who I am and try to connect with my thoughts, to just be curious with myself with compassion, and started asking myself some questions and writing down after I did a workout. Didn't have to be crazy workout or anything insane. Just after I got my heart rate up, wrote. And over the next few years, like, I really got to know who I was again. And so some of the questions that were really hard that I was avoiding was like, how can I be so proud of achieving something and at the same time feel so ashamed? And how can something that I feel represents so much positive of who I am prevent me from expressing to the world like who I really am? And I had this burden of shame with me, not because of something awful that I did, but more importantly because of what I didn't do. As Carlo was saying, in society today, war stories and explosions and that kind of a thing are glamorized and sensationalized. And I'll be honest with you, I kind of bought into it. I thought that I could only bring honor to the Green Beret and to honor those who gave their life before if I was in a similar position. And that looked like, at the time, Iraq, Afghanistan, combat deployment, an external thing imposed upon you. And that wasn't in my experience. That wasn't my service. And that's the thing about service. Like, you don't get to pick your mission. You can just prepare yourself to, when and if answered, who will go for us? Raise your hand and say, me, I will. And if it wasn't asked, then it wasn't asked. That one instance wouldn't make you who you are. That would just be an expression and something that you did. But that really, really messed with me. My own investment into my personal worth, because it was something I so deeply believed in and wanted to bring honor to, that never came, in conjunction with people assuming I'm some sort of war hero or something special, which I am not, just kicked me into a downward spiral. And my struggle with attaching personal worth to external experience or past experience and approval outside of yourself highlights the pitfalls of doing that. And it is a slippery road to a dark place you don't want to go down. It led me to questioning and doubting whether I should even continue living. And I do not say that like off the cuff. The thought of taking my life is not something I'm proud to admit occurred. But it is part of my story, and it's something I feel compelled to share, because it really can highlight you owe it to yourself, to the people you love, to those around you, to continue to get to know yourself and to look within to do it. And that's really easy to say, but the effort and the requirement of going deep, it's vital. You have to. And so I looked at myself and I was like, who am I? And I'm not a past experience, an external form of validation. I'm a man who believes in service with every part of my body, that it's raising your hand and stepping forward and subscribing to a belief that you will contribute to something bigger than yourself. And that is what I want to do and continue to move forward with. I'm a man that believes within us, with deep within us, rests the seeds and the essence for you to be the best possible version of yourself. It is already there. You just have to look within and move towards it with action and honor it. And no, it's not easy. It's hard and it's dark along the way, but that's the only way. You know, we're not our past experiences. We're not our current problems. We're not bank accounts and job titles and likes on Instagram or anything like that. We're way more valuable than that. You're a beautiful, unique, resilient, strong, authentic, courageous miracle that has within you everything you possibly need to be the best version of yourself and positively influence other people around you. Like, that is who you are. And how you go about doing that and expressing that, that's living and that's life. You know, I had found something I was willing to die for, but when that was removed from me because I invested so much into it, I questioned what I would live for. So I was actually up here a few months ago at Breakthrough in a similar position. I saw people staring back at me and I realized, like, you are who I would live for. You are also who I said I would die for. Who you are, deep within yourself. That person, don't ever stop getting to know them. That is the person that people like me raised our hands and said we would serve. Left our families, believe in the freedom for you to be free, often of own self-oppression, and if need be, we would die for. And so, I want you to know that, like, yeah, I would die for you. So I'll ask you, what will you then live for? And move towards that. Guys, thank you for hearing my story.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favourite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out.